everyone, and welcome back. In this podcast, I'm going to be sharing my own personal journey with gut health, mental health, and skin health. Now, it's been a bit of a long journey, and I'm not going to be going into extreme detail, but I do just want to generally give you an idea of what I went through and how each of these factors are related to one another, because ever since I was young, I have had stomach aches, I've experienced bloating, I've experienced just stomach discomfort, but at the same time, I was a very anxious child. So I remember being anxious at the age of like 5, going to school. I didn't want to be separated from my mom. I slept in my mom's bed. I was afraid of the dark. I would have worry dolls under my pillow, which would help me get to sleep at night because I would get so anxious before I went to sleep. And my parents were divorced, so I would be separated from them, at different times of the year. So some days I'd be with my mum, who lived in Sydney, and some days I'd have to fly to be with my dad in Brisbane. And that was when I was a very young child. So I did experience a lot of separation anxiety. Now, as I reached my teenage years, I was almost a little bit of a perfectionist. So I really liked to have high grades at school, and I was just very set in my ways. I developed a love for routine. And when I say routine, I'm talking about I would have to get up in the mornings, I would have to cleanse my face, I would have the same breakfast every day, I would walk to school the same way, I would need to be picked up at a certain time. And this slowly developed into an eating disorder. So my routine surrounding food became more surrounding control. So I really liked to, I guess, control my surroundings because a lot of my home life was quite unstable. So my mum moved around a lot and I moved schools all the time. So I went to about 10 schools in my primary school years. So I did change schools quite a lot. And I think that made me feel like I needed another method of control in my life because a lot of the external factors of my life were out of control. So I started to use food as a means to control how I felt about the day. So, you know, I would restrict food and I would try to see how long I could go without eating certain things. And then, I started to eat really healthy, and then I decided to become a vegan. No, I'm not a vegan now, and I don't have anything against veganism, but being a vegan as a teenager at such a crucial phase of my development wasn't great. And, you know, I did end up not getting a period for a very long time. And I also was anemic for a while. So, you know, obviously nutrition is fundamental when we're growing, and it can also impact our mindset. Now, one thing that I did notice when I was going through anorexia and eating disorders, but also as a child, is that I had a lot of stomach pain and stomach issues. I would be that child that would go home from school because I had a stomach ache. And I remember these stomach aches still to this day. I remember how painful they were. I was not putting them on. I would be lying on the ground. I would need to lie on my stomach because I was in so much pain. And, you know, my mum automatically, she was quite a healthy woman, and she would automatically assume that I had an intolerance or an allergy to something. So she didn't take me to an allergist or anything like that. She just decided that I probably had an intolerance to dairy or wheat because I would get a stomachache after eating bread or something. Now, although I do believe that some foods did trigger certain discomfort in me, certain gut health symptoms, I also fundamentally believe that the reason I had these extreme stomach aches was because I was an anxious child. I had anxiety, and it was affecting my digestion and it was affecting my bowels. And that is something which it took me years and years to identify. And it wasn't until I was an adult and I was in control of my health, and, you know, I did my own research and I educated myself, that I was able to come to this conclusion. And ever since I've come to this conclusion and I've acknowledged this connection, I've been able to manage my symptoms. And to be honest, I eat absolutely everything, guys. Yes, I go through phases where I do like what I like to call a gut reset. And I know some people don't like that word, but I personally love it. It helps me so much. Sometimes when I've gone off the bandwagon and I've just been eating absolute crap for, you know, days and days. And I'm not saying it's bad to eat crap food. I personally think that we should all have crap food in our life. I think we should eat in moderation, and indulgence is the best thing for your mental health, as long as you don't overindulge. And overindulging is something that I also suffered with. So I struggled after anorexia with binge purge disorder. And for those of you that don't know what binge purge disorder is, it's where you essentially eat as much as you can in one sitting. And I'm talking like loaves of bread, I'm talking whole batches of pancakes, I'm talking a whole tub of takeaway all in one sitting. And then I would get some soda water or Coke. I would drink as much liquid as I could until I needed to vomit, and I would vomit up all of my food. And I did that about 15 times a day. So I did that for 6 years every day. And you can imagine what I did to my gut health. I was in pain every time I ate food. So when I went into recovery, because I ended up having to go to an outpatient facility, so I would go there twice a week, get weighed. I'd have to tell people whether I had vomited or whether I had digested my food. So I did a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is one of the sort of strategies we implement in this program when you're doing a food diary. And obviously you don't have to have binge purge disorder to follow CBT, but I found that this method really helped me because, you know, although I hated writing down when I had binged or purged, so purged is vomiting, it really made me feel accountable, and it made me understand and make connections to my behavior. And that's what I really want you to learn in this program. Like, are you reacting to a FODMAP in a certain food, or are you reacting to the food you're eating because you're stressed? Did you just break up with your boyfriend and then you just ate a meal without even thinking, and you know, you get to the end of the meal and you're like, oh, did I just eat? I don't even remember putting it in my mouth because I'm so stressed. If you're doing that, then, you know, chances are your body's in a state of fight or flight and your digestion is going to be impacted. And so I really want you guys to be wary of what your mind is doing when you are eating. Mindfulness surrounding eating is extremely important, and it's really helped me in my own journey. And I'm not perfect. I'm guilty of still not practicing mindful eating, but even, you know, as we start this program, I'm going to be doing as much mindful eating as I can. Now, I haven't touched on skin yet, but you know, the actual fundamental reason I created F Acne was because I struggled with skin, and that's a whole nother story. And I'll just sum it up in as little words as possible. So my skin health has always been up and down. Ever since I was a teenager, I've had acne-prone skin. And as someone who had, you know, a mental illness, that anxiety and stress, and even, you know, the lack of nutrients I was getting from my food, I developed cystic acne. So I wouldn't get cystic acne all over my face. I just had certain areas which I was prone to getting large cysts, and it would be on my chin and my jawline, and sometimes on my forehead. And so I struggled with this all throughout my teenage years, all throughout my adult years. And I would go through phases where my skin was clear and then it would break out. And, you know, I always just turned to skincare straight away, or I would turn to supplements, or I would go and get antibiotics. And I actually, my partner is a doctor. So when he would see these huge cysts on my face, he would say, Nicola, here, just take some antibiotics. And now, after I've created the F Acne program, he realizes, you know, obviously this is not going to help acne long term. And that is what I realized. I needed to find the fundamental acne why of my acne. And I call it acne why because I feel like we all have different acne whys, and your one acne why won't be the same throughout your whole life. If you are acne prone, you are acne prone. Like, I actually have acne right now while I'm saying all of this, because I've been through an extremely stressful period of doing uni, plus trying to complete this program, plus doing all of my other work that I have to do, which is surrounding my business. So, you know, I put myself through this on purpose because I love doing it, but it does take a toll on my stress levels, and stress for me impacts my acne because I'm an acne prone person, and stress impacts your digestion, and your digestion and your gut health influences your skin. And that is what you'll learn throughout all of the modules in this program. I'm not going to go through it on this podcast because you're going to learn it in detail everywhere else. But basically my last acne why, not including this one, is actually an emotional stress. And that's really what I wanted to touch on right here, right now. Stress does not have to be that you are overworked. Stress can take so many different forms. And the one thing I want you to realize is that if you are emotionally stressed, that can be influencing your gut health and your skin health and just your overall health. Now, think about emotional stress. What I like to think of as emotional stress is like that feeling you get when you break up with a boyfriend and you're really sad and you feel like you're never going to find someone again. And you just feel like every thought that goes through your head revolves around them. Every action you do revolves around them. And, you know, it's really, really time consuming and it's emotionally draining and you feel exhausted. And yeah, it doesn't last for long because eventually you start to move on with your life and you meet new people and then it's not as bad as you once thought it was. But in those initial phases, that is extreme emotional stress. And I've experienced that to large degrees in my whole life. I've been, you know, dating for however many years, but that is one type of emotional stress. And then another type of emotional stress is the worst. And that is when you feel unfulfilled. It's where you wake up in the morning and you don't want to jump out of bed. You wake up and you wish you wanted to jump out of bed, but you can't find something that makes you want to get out of bed. You know, you see everyone doing exercise and you just think, well, what's the point? You walk to work and you can't even appreciate your surroundings. And this is quite a bad phase to be in. And I've been there before and I like to call it the fog. It's where no matter what someone says to you, if someone turned around and gave you $1 million, you'd probably still be in the fog. Like it's an actual issue. And I personally believe that when my health is compromised and my gut health is compromised, this fog makes its way into my life and it influences all aspects of my life. But the one thing that we need to realize is that you can't just focus on food or what you eat or, you know, chewing 1,000 times before you digest. If your mental health is not in a good state, trust me, guys, it will impact the rest of your health. And whether it's an autoimmune disease, whether it's your immune system, whether it's skin health, like you've got an inflammatory skin condition, all of these things are connected to gut health. And I've learned this the hard way, trust me. I just never acknowledged it because I didn't believe it and I thought it was just airy-fairy bullshit. But now that I've studied nutrition and, you know, interviewing all of these amazing health professionals, I've realized that there is an extreme connection between these three things and we can't just focus on one. So that is why I really want you to focus on all of the sections in this program. You know, really don't just overlook the mental health section. I know some bits are a bit like, do I have time for this? But you do have time for it because if you want to succeed in your life, you need to create positive energy. And positive energy starts with the mind, okay? So please, just from someone who has been through a little bit of crap and, you know, had to really struggle with their mindset every day, but turn it around. It is so important to be consistent. When you are having those lows, listen to your thoughts. What are they telling you? Are they saying you're not good enough? Are they saying, what's the point? Are they saying you're so crap? Like, why didn't you go to the gym today? Are they making you feel like shit? Just listen to the thoughts, because when you start to actually look above your mindset and reflect on it, it's really interesting to see how negative it is and how it's just bullshit, how it's like your mind's way of compromising how you feel and stopping you from doing things. And so you need to look at it. I like to look at those thoughts or those negative thoughts as an immature child. I think of it as my 11-year-old self. And instead of looking at it as like, shut up, leave me alone, like stop thinking these things and making me feel like shit, I like to think of it as, you know, almost endearing. Like, oh, that's a small child. It doesn't know what's right and wrong. It thinks that something bad is going to happen to it. All right, well, I'll show the child what's best and what's mature. And what is the mature thing to do is to realize that those thoughts are just trying to stop your day from being good. You are entitled to having an amazing day, guys. You are entitled to it, okay? You wake up, you have just as much opportunity as that girl on Instagram or that girl at work or that whoever you see every day who, you know, you can't help but feel a little bit of jealousy towards. And we all have it. We all have those times where we look at someone else's life and we're like, why don't I have that? But you have the possibility to have it. But chances are those people aren't focusing on other people's, you know, wealth. Those people are thinking about themselves and what they want for themselves, and they're focusing on every single aspect of their life because they love it. So you need to start being really grateful for what you have around you. And it's just as simple as being grateful for small things and being mindful and trying to eliminate comparing yourself to others. So if that means stopping going on Instagram for however many hours of the day or social media, if you don't have social media, amazing. But if you do and you find that it does influence your mental health, then, you know, maybe it is time to start putting in place rules surrounding social media. Don't look at it as soon as you wake up. Don't look at it, you know, while you're getting ready for work. Put on a podcast instead. We've got certain resources in this program which will allow you to, you know, find things that you can replace the bad habits with. So, you know, I personally love to wake up, and if I'm in that state of mind, I wake up early and I go for a walk and I just get out of the house. I put on some amazing music or I put on a podcast that relates to my day. So, you know, you may not even, you've never listened to a podcast before. That is fine. Just get the podcast app and type into the search section of the podcast something that relates to your day. Maybe you've got anxiety. Put in anxiety. The top podcast for anxiety will come up and you can start listening to them. So you don't need to know someone amazing to listen to. You can honestly just search the podcast app and find something that relates to you. And that's what I like to do. I sort of change from listening to personal stories to business stories, to anxiety and depression and gut health. Like, I listen to a range, but what I find that it makes me do and feel is amazing. What I find is that when I do listen to these podcasts in the morning, it sets me up for the day and it really changes and shifts my mental health. So that is it from me. I know I didn't touch significantly on my skin story, but I have touched on it a lot throughout, you know, my social pages and also in my last program. I know some of you have done my last program. If you do have acne, I would highly recommend doing the other program. And if you want a discount code, a 50% discount code for that program, please email me at info@facne.com.au. And I'm happy to give you all of that info while you're doing this program. If you want some additional help, like so many women from our last program realized a difference in their skin when they just identified what was happening with their mental health. So they either had too much stress in their life or they didn't know how to manage it properly. And they didn't know even just the significance of breathing. You know, even right now when you're listening to this, how are you breathing? Just sit down, breathe in and out, and are you breathing completely through your diaphragm, like into your stomach, or are you breathing from your chest? That is why I created the breathing video in the additional resources, because honestly, there are so many times in my life where I'm just breathing from my chest. And that is so, it's just so bad for cortisol levels. And if you've got acne or you've got any type of inflammatory skin condition, chances are your cortisol levels are probably higher than normal. Now, I personally try to do breathing exercises about 2 to 3 times a day. And sometimes it's just in the car. Sometimes it's just when I wake up in the morning while I'm eating breakfast. And if you can, you know, implement as many of these breathing exercises as possible, you will really start to lower your heart rate and lower your stress levels, because scientifically, breathing, diaphragmatic breathing has been shown to reduce cortisol levels. So if you're not a meditator, which is absolutely fine if you're not, while you're listening to a podcast, why don't you try to do some breathing exercises? While you're on your morning walk, why don't you try to do some diaphragmatic breathing? And if you're still not sure how to do diaphragmatic breathing, then I highly recommend just Googling it. It will give you some instructions, but essentially it's breathing into your belly and really feeling your diaphragm move up and down. And, you know, this is also good for lymph. So I learned this in nutrition the other day. I didn't even realize. As you breathe, you're actually releasing a lot of the lymph in tissues. So you're clearing toxins from your body because there is a lot of lymph around that area where the diaphragm is. So that's really important as well. So there are so many benefits to doing it, and it's scientifically proven to help you. So just go with the science and do something as simple as that if you're unsure of how to even start with stress. I still struggle with certain IBS symptoms, but mine is definitely to do with mental health and stress and anxiety. But also I do respond and react to certain foods. So for instance, I find that if I have a lot of onion or a lot of garlic, I definitely react to that. And as well as chickpeas. One thing with chickpeas is that the FODMAP app does allow you to have a small portion of chickpeas in the low FODMAP diet, but you do need to wash the chickpeas when they're in a can because all of the FODMAPs leach into the water, and that's what actually can cause those symptoms. So having like a small amount of chickpeas is fine, but for me, if I have like a cup or even half a cup of chickpeas in one sitting, then I do find that my stomach reacts to that. In saying that, above all else, it's stress. If I'm on a holiday and I eat a high FODMAP diet, I probably won't even respond or react. But if I'm in a stressful environment like my everyday life where I'm constantly doing things, then I'm more likely to respond. So please just take note of your mental health, your mindset, and you know, definitely look at the foods you're eating, but really connect those two things, because once you start to see how your mood influences, you know, your gut health symptoms, you'll be really amazed and you'll really want to actually start reducing that stress level. So that is it from me, guys. Thank you so much for joining this program. I'm really excited to be on this journey with you. And remember, you have unlimited access to this program and also unlimited access to the Facebook community. I hope you enjoy the program and see you in the Facebook community. Bye.